Well, welcome back to Hunter Logan Unmiked. Of course, I'm Hunter Logan. Who else would I be? This is episode 3 of season 5, and we're going to close out the year 2020 on this one. Holding on to the prophetic. That's what I'm calling this one. Now, if you've listened to previous episodes, you know that back in 2016 of September, my life drastically changed when I went to a church service, and there was a man, Brother Charles Pierce, out of Meridian, Mississippi. Like I said, if you go back and listen to Prophesy, Prophelai, I believe it's in season 4, maybe 3, I don't know. But you can go find it. You'll know that story. God used him. Now, I believe in the prophetic. I don't hide that. And God will let me know when it's real and when it's not. I've been around that. I've been around the fake. I've been around the real. So all of this stuff is going on. When I say stuff, the financial strain is continually going bad. When I say going bad, we're losing programs that were on the station. So that's money that was coming in. We're losing some donors that was coming in, and we're not replacing it. We're losing it and not replacing it. And of course, now we know we got a new president in, so a lot of that is up in the air at this time. Christmas and all that stuff, and it's just everything seems to be a little shaky at the time. So I go back, because I wrote down every prophecy that was prophesied over me. And I'm reading it, and I'm holding on to it, and I'm reminding God of it. And I feel like, now I'm talking metaphorically now, I feel like I'm standing at the Red Sea, and it ain't been parted yet, and Pharaoh and his army are right behind me. Because this is what's going on at the moment. All at once, the station is leaking, which is continual leaking, which it has always leaked, but we're getting more leaks, and it's raining a lot. So it's just continually leaking. The floor in my bathroom in my house rots because where the toilet was, they didn't put a proper seal in there, and water was getting under the tile and the grout, and it finally rotted the wood away. Not only did that happen, I lost all the songs for Saddle Up. All the songs I had in the computer for Saddle Up, they were gone. I'm like, this all happened at the same time. Call a plumber out, $200 an hour. All they did was come remove the toilet. Because we didn't know what exactly the problem was yet. See, we didn't know the floor was rot yet. So they came and removed the toilet. It cost us $200. Man, I got bill payments on hold. I got my house note on hold. Car note on hold. Because of COVID now going on and all this stuff, man, it's just, everything is just up in the air. And I'm like, how am I going to take care of all this? And it's Christmas time, too, to boot. And I'm like, oh, man. But you know what? Jesus parts the Red Sea. He does. Because I got a blessing. The plumber bill, my mom and dad paid that. They wanted to pay it. I said, no, I got it. And they said, no, we want to pay it. So they blessed me by paying that bill. That was a true blessing. My dad come over, and we fixed the toilet ourselves and laid the floor. Fixed the floor and then laid the new floor. We did it ourselves. So that saved a lot of money. After we got the songs back in the system, I got them back in the system. I had to work a little bit longer. It was all right. I got all the songs back in the system. Then we got a new show on Saddle Up Radio. That's our sister station, Sunshine Road. And those guys have been great. That was a true blessing. That was a God divine appointment right there. for those folks to be on Saddle Up Radio. So that's how we ended 2020. We start 2021. We caught COVID. Me and my wife. It's the first COVID. We went all that time, and then we caught it in January. She had it rough. She ended up over-medicating herself, and me too, not realizing it. But we got through that. Now, we never got tested on that one. We didn't go get tested, but when we finally seen the doctor, because we had to go see the doctor because she was really rough. I was a lot better. And she was telling him what was going on. He said, yeah, you probably had COVID. That's the effects of it, her symptoms and everything. So we got over COVID, got over it in time because we were going to Mont Eagle again. Remember I told you it turned into an annual? Well, this is the second time. So this would be the second annual time that me, Steve Robertson, and Randy Fincham get together. Now this time, we're going to stay and write a song. But I am not going to be the beneficiary of this song. This time it goes to Steve, which is a great song. It's out now, Even You, that's what it's called. But like I said earlier, the last episode, I've been writing songs, right? I wrote 8 songs in 5 days. You hear me? 8 songs in 5 days. God was just giving me song after song after song, and I'm just writing and writing and writing. And I got to looking at it, and I see Mont Eagle, and I'm looking at Covington, Georgia. And it's not but a couple of hours away. So I'm thinking I could go to Covington, Georgia, record, and then go to Mont Eagle. So I called to set it up. And he's there. I said, look, I'm going to come first thing in the morning, record those songs, and basically the album's going to be done. Because that was the last of the songs I needed to do. And that would give me a 13-song album. So I went. Got in the studio at 7 o'clock. I was out of there at 9:05. That's right. I recorded 9 vocals. In 2 hours. That's what I did. 9 vocals in 2 hours. They used to call me the one take wonder. Now, I'm not bragging. I learned the song beforehand. I'd been practicing them, singing them. I'm always singing them in my head so I know where I'm going to phrase, where I'm going to put it. Had to make just a few edits. Didn't take long at all. 9 songs, 2 hours. John, the engineer, he just shook his head. He said, man, that's the way to do it. It's just things you learn over the years of being in the studio with different people. So I got the songs all recorded. All they got to do is mix and master them. So I'm on my way to Mont Eagle, Tennessee. We do our show. Turns out great. Then, coming back home. Now remember, during all this time, I still have my house on this suspended payment thing. I forget what they call it. But that's getting ready to end because of the COVID. And I need a certain amount of money to catch it up. And we don't have it. And it's not because I spent it on the album. Because that was provided for by a benefactor who wants to remain anonymous. I needed a financial miracle. We're in February, and I got to have it. God is always on time, and he provides. This time, he would provide through a way that I would have never even considered or thought. I would love to tell you how. Believe me, I would. But I can't. But it was just unbelievable how he did it. It was somebody from my past. The most unlikely. God, of course, there's no limit to what he'll do. There's no bounds. It shouldn't surprise me at all. But we were able to catch up and get back to zero, back to where we needed to be on our home. Now remember, previous episodes, when we started this station, Our house was going into foreclosure. Our vehicles were getting repossessed. And I told God. I said, surely, Lord, you don't want to put us back in that position again. Surely we've come out of that. I got to think we have. I don't think we're going to go back to that. I believe we won't. I'm still believing that we're going to be the head and not the tail. I believe we're going to be in a position to help out people. I really do. I'm still believing for that. And like I said in episode 1 of season 5, the Lord showed me why finances was a stumbling block for me. And I'm going to share that. And I'm still working on that a bit, but I'll share it. But I'm telling you, that was a huge relief once we got that squared away. And it was time to go back down to Florida, to the Stomp Barn. Now, this would be the first trip Roy would make with me, as she's been having health problems. After COVID, it left some serious ringing in her ears, which is some of the after effects. And it finally was going away. But as we're down there in March, and we're all, you know, playing and singing, and I got the new CD down there, so I was able to do the CD pre-release down there. As we're doing that, she is highly allergic to pine. It was cold, man. They started burning 2 bonfires worth of pine. We didn't realize it. Well, on the way home, she starts feeling bad. Really stuffy. Her allergies are getting to her, and her ears are ringing really bad. And she just excruciating, man. She's like, I can't. The ringing's back. Of course, being stuffy-headed and all that stuff just really got to her, I guess. So that ended up being a little rough trip for her. Of course, she's now better from that, but she has some other health issues going on, and I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about those yet or not. If she allows me to, I will. I'll ask her. Keep her in prayer, though. We get back from Florida. It's March now. I released the new CD, The Prodigal. It's getting a little resistance from some of the songs that are on it. Because I have, well, in my words, I'm telling it like it is. But some of the preachers are taking offense to it from some of the songs. But the preachers I know that I'm involved with, they don't take offense to it. They understand where it's coming from. So I'm thinking, if you're a preacher that's taking offense to that song or songs, then you must be part of it. I mean, you must be having something to do with that. Maybe it's checking you. Maybe you have an issue with it. I don't know. But that's the only resistance it was getting. And the thing is, Shack Up With The Devil, that song, is still getting airplay. It went to number 6 on the Power Source charts, which I have never ever have a song chart on anything before. So that's my first release. That was cool. Never even had that happen before. But I haven't released the second song yet off The Prodigal. When The Prodigal 2 comes out, it's out now. And I'm releasing a song off of it. Not even releasing one off the first one. It's crazy. That's what God had in mind. Now that I got a CD called The Prodigal, I know that I'm going to be going out in different places. And I got a CD release party coming up. I am going to need a sound system. Well, I'm going to leave it right there. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, nobody else loves you, I do. And I'm praying for you. Check me out, hunterlogan.org. You can get the new CD there. I'm on Choice Social. Hunter Logan Music on Facebook, on Twitter. I share it with HLE Radio. I'm on the morning show still, HLEradio.com. Remember, Duke 28-2.